This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Incumbents were the big winners in last night's primary. In Colorado's congressional House races, incumbent representatives Lauren Boebert, Ken Buck, and Doug Lamborn all won their Republican primaries. On the Democratic side, incumbent Diana DeGette won her race, while the other incumbents ran unopposed. The state's two U.S. senators are asking the Air Force to expand a pilot program that removes so-called PFAS chemicals from contaminated water sources. CPR's Dan Boyce says the Air Force formally used PFAS in firefighting foam for training exercises just outside Colorado Springs.
The Air Force has been trying for years to clean PFAS contamination from the Wide-Field Aquifer. The chemicals can cause cancer and other health problems. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper say the cleanup should also extend to Willow Springs Pond in Fountain, and that the Air Force should partner with state public health officials for future studies. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Avalanche fans will descend on downtown Denver tomorrow morning for the team's Stanley Cup parade. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on how the festivities will impact traffic.
All of 17th Street is shutting down between Union Station and Broadway to make way for the team's parade, which kicks off at 10 a.m. The city's also closing down a section of Broadway near Civic Center Park. Parking will also be restricted, so the team suggests finding a spot away from the downtown core and walking to the festivities. Or you can take a bus or train. Most of the closures will last through noon on Thursday, but expect to see more pedestrians than usual through the evening. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Expect partly sunny skies in Denver for the parade with rain in the afternoon. This is CPR News.